This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all just stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Are you there? Are you all there? Yes, I am. I am so... I really am. I'm so happy that you're with me this year. I know you could be a dozen different places, and you're here with me. Isn't that wonderful? I think it's wonderful. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. And do be part of the conversation. Do get involved. You know? I want you involved. And if you don't want to hear your voice, you know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. And if you hop on a live website or live chat room, you can put your 2.5 cents in, 7 cents, whatever you have. More than happy to let that happen. All right, the first one I have here is Wunderbar. I love this. I think it's wonderful. Milwaukee School District gives... Now, you know, all these school districts are fighting for money. They all need help financially. The money can go into the classroom. The money can make it better, right? I mean, money should go into the classroom. It should stay with the kids, should it not? Well, in Milwaukee, revenues are down for Milwaukee public schools. So officials need to prioritize spending. Now, apparently that includes a new $471,000 expenditure for Black Lives Matter. Now, that's according to the local news source there. $471,000. Do you know what a school district could do with that kind of money? Wait, no, seriously. Well, what kind of services they could provide for many of the kids that need more? Right? The special ed kids and so on. That's a major league draw. Yeah, from Boston. What do you want? They posted a copy, a copy of the posted budget notice that gets published on Wednesdays on their website. And you can, you know, again, moving down and through, you see the numbers. At least they have. Let me see. They've got a little over $2 million for career tech education. That's nice. That's good. Their budget, it looks like their budget is $720 million. That's a lot of money. And they've allocated, of that, they've allocated almost $480,000 for Black Lives Matter. I'm trying to find if they have anything here for White Lives Matter, Italian Lives Matter, All Lives. I'm looking for the classes they might, I can't seem to find it. Now, the proposal does not specify why exactly the school district needs to spend $471,000 on Black Lives Matter, but it's interesting that the district plans to spend nearly as much on this organization as it plans to spend on college access centers, universal driver education, and advanced studies in world languages. What exactly are you teaching on Black Lives Matter? I'm curious. Now, the budget reflects our plan to succeed, said the superintendent, Darien Driver. She announced the budget, which also includes $12 million in raises, $26 million increase in direct spending on students in classrooms. It is a blueprint for building on the past accomplishments and funding future achievements, she said. I know. You know what? It is. Today is Friday the 13th. And this story is a kickoff to it, right? Don't you think? Anyway, back. I just thought, you know, when I saw this, like, oh my God, this is like a story from the Twilight Zone. Now, other elements of the blueprint include added staff and district associate. Oh, just shoot me, will you please? Other elements of the blueprint include added staff at the District Associated Refugee Center. Got to put money to that, right? God. 189 new positions in the schools, from education assistants to added administrators to teacher coaches, as well as more counselors and trauma information care training. The 2016-17 budget reflects a $7.7 million increase in the general per pupil aid, but $11.2 million drop in the local taxing authority. So they've got an increase of $7 million. They've got a decrease in tax revenue of $11 million. Let's see. Let's give a half a million bucks to Black Lives Matter. That sounds like a good place to give the money to. Oh, God. District officials are expected to hold a meeting about the proposed budget on May 24th at the central offices. Now, Milwaukee taxpayers spend more than $10 per thousand of assessment property value, but officials are unsure how the school budget will impact taxes until it receives the aid data this fall. I'll tell you how it's going to affect your taxes. They're going to go up for no good reason. That's how it's going to affect your taxes. Okay, the district has a 61% graduation rate. Okay, let that sink in. A 61% graduation rate on a $780 million budget, spending half a million dollars on Black Lives Matter. Go ahead, talk amongst yourselves on that one. How does that make sense to anybody? Sorry. I gotta go throw up. I'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Maybe Xander Gibb can make a head or tail out of this. He'll be with us after the break. Always have a good time when Xander's on the show. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. And, you know, yeah, boogie music for Friday. You know, they come up randomly, but I think it's hilarious that Earth, Wind, and Fire comes up almost every Friday night. So get back in your chairs. This is not a dance song. Thank you very much. Not a dance show. Anyway, I want to thank you for being with me. Thank you for listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you on board. You are listening on GCN Live, so head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things. Yes, that's a real number. Look it up. Gazillion and three things you can do every week. I love having this guy on. I think we have a good time. I don't know about him. Actually, I don't care. But I'm having a good time, and that's all I care about. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week here on The Real Side, from a secret location in the Batcave, or the Xander Cave. You should have a Xander Cave. Do you have a Xander Cave?
No. I'm a bit old for having to have a cave. You know, I have a house. That's enough. have a whole house to myself.
Well, but it's a secret location, right? I mean, you have to. If you're like me, you have to have a secret location.
Just me and the mask.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I'm protected by the Secret Service, you see, because, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on all the watch lists, you know.
Well, that's because the NSA's got you tagged, right?
Yeah. They're probably listening
because
right
you can't
now.
Be, yeah. Every it was really funny because somebody had written me, I'm not going to give their name. Anyway, somebody sent me an email and said that, I have, every Tuesday night I have my mad black man from Baltimore on. Okay, that's Corey Duncan. And, I mean, he is definitely a conservative and just, like, on it. Doesn't like what, you know, that the Democrats take advantage of them and the whole nine yards. And so somebody wrote me an email and said the only reason you have him on is because he's on your side and he's black and it's kind of like your token black man. You've got to be kidding.
Oh, like
me.
I'm your token gay person?
Well, yes. I guess that's what I have. So then I have Carrie Davis on, who's a black female, and Joe Phillips comes on, and he's black. And I go down a whole list of people I have on. They don't care. You're still, I'm trying to cover something up. So I just want you to know, I said that just to let you know that the only reason you're on the show is you're the only gay guy in the universe that I know, obviously. So
right.
Apparently that's the reason. Yeah, I hope you're good with that.
But nobody knows I'm gay. It's a secret.
Well, now 16 more people know. There you go. Right?
I know.
So
exactly.
Anyway, hey, listen, you saw the sneaky thing the president did today, at least as far as I'm concerned. It was sneaky. I'm sorry. Got to narrow it down. I know. That was all right. You got me on that one. I'm sorry. All right. So he comes out and he puts down the edict that all schools now have to have transgender bathrooms. End of discussion. Don't care what you think or they're going to hold up federal funds. Now, here's a couple things bother me about this. All right. Right, wrong, or different. Whatever he's talking about, whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent, no input from Congress, no input from the experts, no conversation. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he still believes or thinks that he's in a dictatorial position where he's at. And a couple of years ago,
there's an answer to that, but go on.
I'll wait. Yes, please. It's a kid's.
Okay.
It's in the early hour. You can do that in the third hour.
Kids friendly.
Yeah. Anyway, so long and short of it, the Supreme Court has already come down once on him and said, you cannot threaten states. You cannot force states to do things by threat of pulling money. And he's still doing it anyway.
Right.
What's your thoughts
so
on this
saying,
one?
Is he calling it an executive order this time? Because usually, when he wants to do something without going through the proper channels, he calls it an executive order. And I don't know how much you know about what executive orders were designed to do, but they weren't designed for presidents just to push things through, like, you know, through the back door, as it were.
Well, here's the deal, right? This is what bothers me, too. He's falling back on Title IX, saying that transgenders are a protected class. Okay, it's not in there, and he's wrong.
I heard that recently too.
Okay, and whether it should be or not, that's not the discussion. The discussion is he can't keep making it up as he goes.
No,
you know,
I'm kind of torn on a general perspective with regards to the trans bathroom gate issue as it's being termed, but I think it's kind of different in school. And we've talked about this topic before about male genitalia being around young girls, whoever it's attached to, and kind of whatever age. But this seems to me to be a power issue and about blackmailing, forcing people. But this what happens is this gets very circular. And when you take a step back, you can actually see why there is a lot of hate right now in America because things are being forced on people that they shouldn't have to be forced to like or agree with. And then when I don't think it's the LGBTQ, ABCDFG people that are to blame. It's actually the commercialized LGBTQ leadership. Apparently, three more letters have been added onto that this week. But that's as much as I can get my head around. But it's not the community to blame, but they're the ones that are being blamed for it. We're seeing it in Hollywood, too. There's a lot on the Internet this week about the fact that all the TV shows, not all the TV shows, but lots of TV shows are gaying it up. They're having a gay character just because they don't want to be accused of being discriminant. I mean, it's going too far. Yes, I want to see inclusion on TV. Yes, I want everyone to be happy, but at what cost?
Yeah, it bothers me too. And when I say this, they say, well, that's because you hate anybody that isn't just a straight white Anglo-Saxon. Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's me. I've even got a button that says that. So anyway, or a hat. I'm gonna have a hat made. But it's really funny because that's the truth of the matter. Everything is being done in a forced scenario, right? I mean, you look at what the president's doing pretty much with everything he does. And why do it on a Friday? Why do it, you know, late Thursday night, Friday morning, so that there could be no conversation, no action, no anything? I'll tell you what, I'm so afraid of what this guy's going to do on his way out. If I was the Senate or if I was Congress as a whole, I would make sure that we were in session from now all the way through to the end of the year, because I'd be afraid that he's going to do one of those, out-of-session appointments, you know?
Well, the latest suggestion is that on his last day, and there's a lot going around on the rumor sites about this, that on his last day, Baz is going to incite martial law, so that he doesn't actually come out of office. So he's not worried about the Donald or Hillary or whatever that crazy guy's name is with the white hair. Because he's going to, institute martial law on his
God.
I doubt it.
I want out now. No, I doubt it too. Look, I'm not doing all this. I just refuse to do all this. What is it? The Agenda 21. It just makes me nuts. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk to you about the... I want to get your thoughts on the 58 gender options that Facebook now has. Yeah, it may take us a while. We'll be right back. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back, and you are listening on GCN Live. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I got to bring him right back on so we can have fun. All right. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Xander, before we get into this, tell people where they can hear your show, they can listen to you, and just go ahead, tell them.
You can find me at XanderIsNowAUnicorn.com. You can find me at XanderGibb.com. The radio show is there. The book is there. The music is there. Everything is in one location. So find me, Xander the Unicorn, on XanderGibb.com.
If it's only in one location, then obviously you're not inclusive enough. So
how dare you?
Well, during the break, somebody sent me an email and said, hey, Joe, ask Xander which one of these gender options he'd be comfortable with. So apparently Facebook has 58, probably more by now, because this is an older article, over 58 gender options for Facebook users. So I was telling him as I was reading down these, Xander, even if I want to be nice to somebody, I want to make sure that I don't insult them, this would be impossible. And then while we were on the break, you went and did something. Tell people what you did.
Yeah, I went to my Facebook page, and I was kind of curious as to what it would let me change it to. And basically, you can, it's kind of like, you know, the write-in candidate on the election, on the ballot thing. You can actually write anything that you like. So I just changed my sex on Facebook to unicorn. Now, not only do I want my own bathroom, but you have to now, when you bring me on the show, refer to me as Xander Gibb, king of all unicorns, okay?
God. Is this, okay, so before we started about how crazy this is, I said to you, I'm going down the list, and I get to this one, and I say, okay, how many designations do we need? We have trans female, right? We have trans woman, we have trans feminine, we have transgender, transgender female, transgender woman, a transsexual female, transsexual woman. At this point, I'm about ready to put the gun to my head. I don't even know what to call you. I'm done.
It's it's certainly very worrying. Well, I mean, I know people who are transsexual. You know, I have friends that are transsexual. And my point is always, why do you have to refer to yourself as, I'm a transsexual man or I'm a transsexual woman? If you've gone through the process, surely then you've earned the right to say, I'm either a man or a woman. Why does there have to be the need for this extra label? It's like I always say when people say, oh, Xander, you're an Anglo-American. No, I'm not. I'm American. Anything you add on makes me less of what that label is. So you're either a man or a woman, and I'm not sure why. I don't know. Maybe someone can call in and tell us. Why do you have to say I'm a transgender woman?
Yeah, and if you don't want to call in because I know some of you say, oh, I don't want to get into it with you on the air, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You can head up to the website, therealside.com, hop on the in the chat room and tell us. There are terms here. All right, first of all, sorry, but if I insult anybody, it's not on purpose. What in God's creation is intersex? I said to you, isn't that a place where two cars come together in the street? And you go, no, Joe, you're wrong with that.
No.
That's not the right thing.
No.
And then what in God's creation is a neutrois? N-E-U-T-R-O. See?
Isn't
you did what I did.
Is it a car? Isn't it one of those you can plug in?
Maybe. There you go, maybe. And then the last one on the list, which is kind of funny, two-spirit. Did you see that?
Yep. Yeah, I did.
Is that two? What is that? When you drinking two drinks in one night? I don't get it.
I think it's when you're mixing vodka with whiskey.
But can you?
It really has to be.
All right, Xander. And you know, I don't hate any group, right? But I'm looking at this and saying I can see where people get frustrated, where they get upset with the LGBTQ community and what have you. When you look at this list, you say, my God, you're fighting from within as to what to call each other. We don't stand a chance. Does
right.
this really make any sense? Is this really the way to go on this in your mind?
No, it's not. But for the last 10 or 15 years, unfortunately, I mean, these people were not elected as leaders, but the leaders of the LGBTQ never-ending acronym, there always has to be something going on. It's like the guy up in Harlem, you know. There's always got to be something going on or something wrong because that's the only way they make their money if there are issues. They don't make any money if there are no issues. It's all commercially driven, and I'm sick to death of it. I spent 25 years campaigning for equality, but anything over and above equality is not equal. It's more. And if you want more rights than someone else, can't support that. This is America.
No, you know, it's been my mantra, and I don't want to paint with a broad brush and say everybody, you know, in that group is like this, but it almost seems like it's not an equality issue anymore. It's a control issue. It's more of a, you're going to do exactly what I tell you to do, how I tell you to do it, call us exactly how you want you to call us, or else we're done with you. We're going to make you feel bad.
Definitely,
I don't like that. I just don't like it.
Curious, I don't think that you see, what I do object to is that people actually are blaming gay people. For that. And it's not their fault, because they don't all buy into that. You know, your average gay person is just like you or I, wants to go to work, pay their taxes. Well, maybe not pay their taxes, but...
Yeah, I was
going to
say, they're not that normal, then, if they want to pay their taxes.
No, get on with their lives. And frankly, it's you know, I'm kind of sounding like I'm talking about radical Islam, but it is kind of a bit like that, you know.
All right. Send your emails to Xander Gibb at
Xander@
There you go.
Xander at I don't really give a crap. Sorry, I can say that word. Can
yes,
I?
You can. Crap is good.
Good.
Oh, God. But, you know, again, and this is not meant, because I know it's going to happen. I know the emails are going to get tomorrow. This is not going to happen. And you know, I mean, it's just a matter of when the president starts shoving this stuff down our throats, when companies like Facebook kind of force us to go in a direction that we don't want to go into, there are other ways to make this happen. For I won't say acceptance, or you could say acceptance, tolerance, whatever, but forcing us to recognize something, it's just not the way to go. There are so many other ways to make this happen.
What it actually does, it actually turns it all on its head, and this is why there is an increase in attacks on LGBTQ people. And it's a concern because it's not them that are to blame. You know, I mean, some of them are to blame, but it's the leadership. It's the leadership that they're to blame because it's all about making money. And they can't make any money unless there's an issue.
Okay, so I don't know. Let's see how aware you are. I know you're a very aware man, but do you know?
Expense.
I've seen your pictures. I know you're very aware. Do you know what today is?
Friday the 13th.
That's right. Oh, you know, I knew you'd get this. And you talk about something strange in the neighborhood. You should live in my neighborhood. Anyway,
Hillary's campaigning issue.
How do you know? Two blocks down.
Yep.
So anyway, today, yeah, and it's really funny because people get. Are you one of those people who gets all freaked out about these kind of holidays, these superstitious type of holidays, or are you one of those that goes, it's just another day of the week?
It's just another day of the week. I used to get very scared about things, but a few years ago that totally changed because I was actually challenged about living in faith and not fear, and I live
Ooh,
in faith, so I can't.
Ooh, I
can't
like
be
that.
No, I'm not trying to be super spiritual.
No, in fact, but you're
like,
right.
I'll tell you in the break who said it, and they didn't mean it spiritually, but I chose to use it spiritually. And you know, if we're living in fear, then we're not living in what God's plan is for us.
Yep.
And I can't be afraid of anything. You know, am I afraid of certain people being present who shall remain nameless? Yes, but it's not really fear; it's concern.
Well, you know, there's a group of myths out there as to how this came about. One of them, see, when I hear about all these things, I kind of laugh and giggle. No, I don't subscribe to any of these days, any of the superstitions. For me, it is a spiritual thing. I'm not afraid of these things. Man makes them up. I have never understood Halloween. My joke has always been, we go through the whole year protecting our kids. We don't want them scared. You know, and what do we do on Halloween? We scare the bejesus out of them. We go out of our way to make them so scared. If they're black, they turn white. If they're white, they look like milk toast. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what we go to do. So, I always get the biggest kick out of that. But, you know, when you start looking at where Friday the 13th, you know, came about, the most popular myth behind Friday the 13th, you'll have to wait till the other side of the break to find out. Can you wait that long? Yeah. There you go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Xander Gibbs joins us. As he does every week, we're going to have some fun, so don't go far. Come on back. Really, or you'll miss it. I won't put it up on podcast. You will miss it. We'll be right back.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
To the real side on GCN Live. I so much appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. As he does every week, Xander Gibb joins me. And Xander is the, okay, you are the host of X-Rad. You dropped that other word, right?
Yes, I did.
See?
Yes.
It only takes me 52 times, and I get it.
I'm the host of X-Rad, and I am king of the unicorn.
That's right. have they rejected your identifier yet?
They better not.
Yeah. Oh, we could sue. Hey, since I gave you the idea, I get like 10%, right?
I'm protected. So, you know, it's...
Hey, bald eagles aren't even protected anymore, buddy. You might be on your own. I don't know.
Yeah, I got lots of hair, so I don't care.
You know, again, I asked you, I asked you earlier what, you know, what did you know what today was? And you did. I was surprised.
Yeah.
And then you thought that my music might have been a little inappropriate, that you had a better one.
It's only a movie. It's not funny.
I was scared, weren't you?
Anybody know what this is? Not you, Xander.
Isn't that scared?
Hey, look at this. This is... should I say it? This is when Michael Jackson was still black.
Racist.
You know, this wasn't
come on,
my...
Come on, Prince was black in high school, too.
Was he? I see. I didn't follow any of these people. I didn't care what color they were. The 80s music didn't do it for me. I reverted back to the 60s stuff. You know? So, anyway, I've never seen zombies dance like that. They have no coordination. This is all phony. So let's get back to what I was talking about earlier. Friday the 13th, right? And, you know, if you go look at it, all the different myths and what have you, but this is why I laugh at this stuff. I don't know how we... here's one person who said, let me see, Friday the 13th, the Catholics believes that, or Catholic lore believes... that it was a day that Christ was crucified, so therefore Friday the 13th is a bad day, an off day, or what have you. The most popular one is that Friday the 13th superstition stems from the events of Friday the 13th, October 1307, when hundreds of Knights Templar were arrested and burnt across France. So that's what it means as well. But it doesn't really hold anything for anybody. It's just a scare night now, right?
Yeah,
I think
there's a lot of superstition around the number 13 as well. Some, like the Empire State Building doesn't have a 13th floor. A lot of buildings in New York City, because of superstition, don't have a 13th floor. And that's how you always know if you're being conned. If a company in New York City says that they're on the 13th floor of a certain building, they're not. They're usually fake, because most buildings in New York City don't have a 13th floor because of superstition.
Yeah, a lot of the high rises in you're right, in the big cities, New York, Boston, Chicago, they don't have a 13th floor because of that. But it's, again, let's give you some. Let me see, can I give you this? The statistics of Friday the 13th. There's been various studies released. That, you know, why can't I get one of these studies? Wouldn't you love it if somebody from the government called you and said, "Hey, Xander, we'd like to do a study on how many people really are afraid of Friday the 13th. We've got about $2.5 million. Think you can pull it off for that?"
Definitely.
You know, I mean, sure, I'll take your money and I'll still sleep at night. Anyway, in 1993, a British medical journal study claimed that there was a significant increase in incidences on Friday the 13th, but the author of the study later confessed it was just a bit of fun. Okay. Yeah, let's get everybody all crazy, nuts, and worked up, and then go, oh, you know what? That's April Fool's, right? That kind of thing. Anyhow. All right.
Well, I think a lot of these things are self-perpetuated. You know, people say that all these accidents and stuff happen on Friday the 13th and things like that. I think that a lot of it is self-perpetuated, but superstition is so woven into our history. You know, I remember when I was a kid, that they would say things like, if you tread on the line, you break your spine. If you tread on a crack, you break your mother's back. I mean, it doesn't work. I tried it lots of times. But superstition is so interwoven into our
black cat, right? And isn't that racist?
Yep.
If a black cat, you know, goes across your path. Yeah.
It's a non-white cat joke.
Excuse me. Okay, that's right. Color neutral, anyway. Yeah. So if you walk under a ladder... I mean, what do you get, 7 years bad luck or something like that?
No, that's if you break a mirror. If you walk under a ladder, it's unlucky. In England, they say if you put shoes on the table, it's unlucky. And I found out that that's true because my pop would smack us over the head if we did that. So it definitely is unlucky.
Well, what's the one that you have to throw salt over your shoulder after you do it, whatever it is?
If you spill salt, you're supposed to throw salt over your left shoulder.
Oh, got it. Okay. So here's one that falls in line with some of the craziness that you and I have been talking about. Okay. Springfield College recently canceled a Men in Literature course on the grounds that its inordinate emphasis on one gender creates a hostile environment for women. apparently women were going into the class and men were jumping out of their seats and beating the crap out of them. I don't know. So the professor began teaching the course back in 2005. He's offered it several times since upon encouragement of his department chair. It ended up being a curse, didn't it? Was intended to survey contemporary culture preoccupation with gender by specifically focusing on the male role in culture. He never set out to be a gadfly against progressive dogma or a stalwart opponent of the ideology. All right? So the whole idea was just to... I mean, it was innocent, right?
Right. I totally see his point because they won't... I'm thinking of complaining because at the church, they won't let me join the sister circle. And I'm going to sue. I think it's absolutely... It's discrimination. Why should I not be allowed to be in the sister circle?
Well, you know what? I would take this in with me and say, here, I demand to be on their side as well. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
But again, isn't I realize that this is part of a bigger issue, right? And we're going to the point. I talked about this with somebody last night. It's almost like equality. We're going to that equality point. Remember that old commercial on Apple where everybody was in gray? It was one of the first commercials. Everybody were in gray suits. You know, it reminded you of communist China. That's what they tried to make it look like, that very deep and dark. And everybody, same haircut, same suits, same everything. And that was equality. It feels like that to me again. Or am I just overthinking this?
No, I definitely see where you're coming from. But for me, you know, I'm someone who's documented, been arrested for, et cetera, et cetera, for being an activist.
Wait a minute. You were arrested? You've been in jail?
Yes.
Did anybody check this guy out? I thought he was clean.
Come on, Joe. You can't tell me you've never been arrested in your life.
You know what? Really? You're really going to go there with me?
Yes, I am.
Some people are going to say, you're Italian. Of course you were arrested.
I was arrested on several protests. It's kind of a badge of honor. But you know, as I get older, I see that there's an agenda behind a lot of protests. And when you're young and stupid, you tend to do it because you think it's cool. And you're changing the world and you're making a difference. But what you're actually doing is lining someone's pockets.
Yep.
So, you know, I've always wanted equality for everybody, but I think it's kind of been tipped on its head now.
Oh.
Because not only do some people want to be equal, they want to make you black the fact that they're equal.
Well, listen, to answer your question, because I don't hide anything from anybody. Yeah, I was actually arrested once for pandering. You know what pandering is?
Is it like Xandering?
No, I don't think so, although I've never Xandered in my life, I'd like to say. See, when I first came to California, I drove a cab to make some extra bucks, okay? I mean, it didn't require any special skill, just get behind the wheel, turn a key, and go. And so apparently there was a young lady that two Fridays in a row I had picked up at locations and dropped off at several locations. She was a great tipper. Obviously, we didn't talk much. It just whatever. So at one of the stops at the second Friday, the cop, I didn't know it was a cop, came out and said, yeah, she'll be out in a minute. And do you know her? And I don't know her. I just met her. And so you drive, you know, the questioning, what have you. And then all of a sudden he said, put your hands on your head. All right. She's a hooker. And you're aiding a hook. You're driving around a hooker. It's just short of being her pimp, right? But no, the beauty is the next morning, thank you, God. The next morning, the judge looked at the cop, looked at me and said, are you serious? Let this man go. Get him. He's a cab driver trying to make some bucks. Get him out of here. I didn't even have to pay a fine or anything. It was great. Now, see, my haters will just take the first part of that story and put out all over the place that Joe Messina, our school board member, was arrested for pandering at one time in his life.
Yeah.
Right?
Joe Messina was a pimp in former years. Well, you drove her to the address, Joe, you know, and you got paid for doing it.
You
so.
Bet your buns. She wasn't
you
getting
know
that.
What I mean?
She wasn't, yeah, and I guess you would bet your buns on that one. She would.
For sure.
Oh, my God.
Literally.
This could go sideways really bad, really fast. You know, I know that we've only got about a minute left, but I know that you keep telling me this is the first time that you're on the Republican side in this voting cycle or what have you. You know, it's bad for all of us. And listen, I know you can't hear it, but that's the sounder. Tell people where they can find you really quick.
XanderGibbs.com. King of the unicorns.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Look, stay by because we're going to talk in the next hour about the Air Force losing many pilots, not being able to find parts, and guess whose fault it is? You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.